Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's a glorious Wednesday edition of the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Ike, how we feeling?
Well, Spike, I tell you, I feel a lot better than I did yesterday. I'm good. 2 days now removed from what happened Sunday.
All right.
So I'm starting to feel a lot better there.
Forget about it, maybe?
Yeah, kind of forgetting about it. Mm-hmm. And I'm focusing on my brother in there, Jackie Baseball. Jackie Baseball! Listen, we got a big series coming up this weekend, brother. Get your mind right. Holla at your boy.
Beyond nervous.
Yeah.
Beyond
nervous.
It's going to be the longest week in my life.
So, never done this before. You know, I'm going to peel back the curtain on the WIP Afternoon Show. Mm. We talk earlier in the day about what the show is going to be like, and then we sit down at 1 o'clock, and we actually come up with what we're going to do and where we're going to do it and what the big topic of the day is going to be. And we sat in there, and we all decided we're going to talk about Howie Roseman, but we are pivoting here without Jack knowing, is that Ike and I had a bit of a discussion in that we need, we like to think of ourselves as a family here. Mm-hmm. The WIP Afternoon Show, you listening, you are part of this family. Jack, you're going to have to pay attention. I know you don't always pay attention for the first 5 minutes.
What are we doing?
So, this is an intervention.
No.
This is an intervention for Jack. In that, you can tell when Jack's not feeling good, right? Especially, Ike, when he's not feeling good about the Philadelphia Phillies.
Yes.
And one of the key things you can tell with Jack when Jack's not feeling good is that he won't text you back. He won't text back in the show group chat. He won't text back individually. If Jack isn't texting back, there's something wrong because he's always staring at his phone. Mm-hmm. And Jack wasn't texting back last night as the Mets were mounting their comeback against the Milwaukee Brewers.
Maybe I wanted to be with my family.
And that's not what it was because I voice texted Jack on my way back as the Mets took the lead. And I said, I'm scared of the Mets. And all I got back was, yes. And then last night, Jack wasn't texting back at all. And then this morning was the true real sign that there's something wrong in there. And we need him. This is the thing. Is, you know, it's okay for Jack to be nervous, but we need him as Mr. Phillies guy to be all in on this.
Right.
And Jack texted me this morning, I think I'm going to bet $300 on the Mets to win the series.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
He is truly... And am I misreading this?
So, I don't appreciate needing an intervention.
You do need an intervention.
I don't think I need an intervention.
You're terrified.
I am terrified.
Do you think the Phillies are going to lose to the Mets if they play them?
I think there's a chance they're going to lose to the Mets if they play them.
A yes. significant chance.
Yes. This is going to be the longest week of my life.
This is what we have.
All I think about is the Mets. I think about the Mets more than I think about the Phillies right now.
Yeah, well, and here's the thing.
I need you.
Well, here's why I'm irritated by this.
Yeah.
And I sort of knew this is where he was at because we obviously work together every day. And then he and I, you know, we're bonded by FanDuel. So we're in constant communication. in constant communication with each other. But just like you, there wasn't a lot of feedback and back and forth yesterday with him as the Major League playoffs were going on.
Because he wanted the Brewers to win.
Yes, because he wanted the Brewers to win.
Yeah, he's scared of the Mets.
So I'm in my own situation with my followers / our listening audience, who I believe they're taking cues from you and your fear of playing the New York Mets. That somehow everybody's scared of the Mets now. Nobody wants to play the Mets.
No,
everybody's scared of the Mets. First of all, pucker up, Buttercup.
I don't want
to. You feel me? Get it together in there.
I can't.
Get it together in there because we got a big series coming up this weekend. As a matter of fact, whomever it is, and I do believe it's going to be the Mets. I want it to be the Mets. I don't really care. I'm not afraid of the Mets. You know, we played the Brewers, great. We get the whole Rhys Hoskins coming back and yada, yada, yada. And then all you guys can have false security of thinking that we're going to waltz through the Brewers and we'll lose to them in four games because everybody wants to play them. No, I embrace the challenge. The Mets are the team that seemingly is hot right now. And when everybody is pulling one way that they don't want to face the big bully or the team that you think is the hot team right now, I naturally gravitate wanting to face those guys. I do. I think it would be a better series, a more interesting series for us, Philadelphia versus New York. I'm not going to sit here and tell you, oh, the Mets aren't any good and the Phillies are going to roll through the Mets. I'm not going to tell you that. Mets are a very good baseball team. Best team in baseball the second half of the season.
Yep.
The proof is in the record. I get that. My only thing is, and this is what irritates me, are you really that afraid of the Mets? Is it really your lack of confidence in the Phillies? Because that's what I believe it is. I'm calling you on the carpet. I'm calling everyone out there that's afraid, air quotes, to face the Mets. It's not about the Mets. The Mets aren't the 1927 Yankees or something where they got, you know, where they're just some team you can't imagine beating.
They're hot.
Yeah, yes, they are hot.
Yeah.
They are hot.
I'm a little scared.
Yeah, I know you are.
Okay.
I know you are. My only point is that you're not afraid because that's how great the Mets are. It's the lack of confidence in the Phillies. And that's what I'm calling to the carpet. So we can hide behind, oh, I'm afraid of the Mets. I'm afraid of the Mets. I don't want to face the hot Mets. No, what it is you when you think you're getting an easier path by taking on the Brewers. Meanwhile, if the Brewers beat the greatest baseball team ever in the Mets, why wouldn't they be able to beat the Phillies?
I could take a loss to the Brewers.
Oh, see? You could take a loss.
I could take a loss to the Brewers. I can't take a loss to the Mets.
I got news for you. They losing this round, you ain't going to be able to take it at all, and neither will anybody else, because it ain't going to be acceptable.
I agree.
It's not going to be acceptable. And as a matter of fact, losing to the Brewers may be more unacceptable.
Well, I just don't know anybody in Milwaukee. So.
Well, no, I forget about Milwaukee. I'm talking about being a Phillies fan and how disappointing of an ending of a season this will have been. A wasted opportunity to go win the World Series. This is a World Series or bust situation here with the Phillies. This isn't some soft landing. Oh, great job, guys. You guys won the division. Awesome. Awesome. It's okay. No, it's not okay. So whomever they face, they need to be able to take care of business and get to the next round. The Mets, the Brewers, it doesn't matter to me. It doesn't matter to me. You're not going to sit here and pump me full of air about how great the Mets are and why I should be afraid of them. No, I'm trying to tell you why you should be confident in your home team. In your home team. That's what the issue is here. You don't have the confidence in the Phillies.
See, I appreciate your enthusiasm.
That's not enthusiasm.
But, well.
It's something.
It's, yeah, it's on the side of enthusiasm. So,
I know it was like in the 1998, the Denver locker room.
I know it was like in that locker room. Yeah. We were down by 40 at halftime.
But you are generally enthusiastic.
Yes.
When Jack, and here's, so what we're going to do today is I need you who are listening to be part of this to build Jack back up and build up his confidence so he is not scared of the Mets. 215-592-9494. But let me say this. Just the reason I need Jack is because though your confidence or your I don't want to use the same word is helpful, when the baseball guy on the show is scared to death, it makes it heightens my fear. I was already a little bit worried about the Mets. What I told Jack about before this series was they're either going to lose, the Mets are either going to lose in two games to the Brewers, or they're going to win the whole thing. I don't want to play the Mets. So when Jack is like that too, it makes it worse for me. And you being like that makes it not only worse for me, I think it makes it worse for our listeners who want their Phillies guy to lead them into the fire. Meanwhile, you're running the other way and the fire is right in front of us.
So I understand now closer as to why you felt like you had to call the intervention.
Yeah.
Because I do agree with you. Like, I don't want to be like this. I would love to be gung-ho. They're going to get in. They're going to go on a run. But it just, they have the look. And I don't want to be the team that has to play the team that has the look. And I felt it when Lindor hit the home run on Monday. I felt it when they came back yesterday. I remember 2022 Phillies, last year's Diamondbacks, 21 Braves, 19 Nationals, 11 Cardinals, 10 Giants. Like, I've lived this. I've seen it. And, like, I don't want to be the team that gets clipped by a hot team at the wrong time.
Then why don't you demand our team to step up and play?
I hope they do.
I hope they do? I said demand it of them.
Okay, I demand
it. Demand it of them.
I wish I was more confident in the Phillies than I really am confident in the Phillies. Like, there's a mixture of both. Like, I've seen the offense be for about 2 months now, okay? Like, they went into cruise control, and I hope they can pull themselves out of it. But you get the hot Mets coming here and playing this team. Like, I can't live in a world where that stupid fan base comes down here and takes over part of the ballpark, which I know is probably going to happen because people are going to sell tickets for a lot of money. Like, I don't want to live in a world where the Mets beat us. I don't want to live in that world.
Well, I'm going to tell you a world I don't want to live in. Well, I'm afraid of any team from New York. The stinking Knicks, the stinking Giants, the Jets, if you want to call them a team from New York.
The Rangers.
And the stupid Mets.
And the Rangers.
What sport do they play?
Hockey.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the Rangers. And the Islanders, too, right?
Yeah. Yeah. It's Long Island. It's,
okay.
Yeah, it's New York.
The point is,
I don't want to live in a world where I'm afraid of a New York team. We already have to deal with the whole inferiority complex, the Big Apple, the big city, and we're just little old Philly. They already look down on us. Now we may have to go into a fight, and we're afraid to fight. We're afraid to go in there. Oh, I don't want to fight you guys. I don't want to take on the Mets. Let me bully on Milwaukee so I can feel better about myself.
Well, give me Milwaukee. I'm dying for Reese. Go off today.
Can I ask you this?
I want the run to the World Series. I don't feel it with the Mets coming in here.
You think they're going to lose to the Mets? I think
they're probably going to lose to the Mets.
Not happening.
Say it again.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
No, I've been putting $250 on the Mets to win the series.
Not $300?
Well, Ike said that's too much.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, Ike, before I go to calls, here's my question for you. Mm-hmm. So we're asking people to build up Jack's confidence against the Mets in our intervention, our Jack Phillies Mets intervention, 215-592-9494. If there are people who are nervous like we are, can they participate too? And you bully them into believing.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So it's not just the confident people.
I've been here. People know they listen to this show. If you come with that nonsense, that scared stuff, I'm giving it to you.
All right.
Giving it to you. Right. Yes. We're in game mode.
Because to be honest with you, I'm more on Jack's side than I am on your side.
No, but I expect that. You weigh 140 pounds too.
150.
Okay, 150. So I expect that. Expect that out of you.
All right. Here it is, the Jack Mets Phillies intervention show. You are important. 215-592-9494. Darren in South Philly kicks us off. Darren, you're on WIP.
What up, Spike? What up, little brother? Jack, I'm disappointed. But little brother, I'm going to be honest with you. Me and you on the same like, man. Jack, you had me so excited when I listened to the High Hopes pod last night, early this morning. I went and spent $1,000 on tickets to be there Saturday. So, like, I don't understand this. Respectfully, buck the Mets. I'm not saying it's going to be a easy walkthrough. Yeah. It's going to be a series. Yeah. But it is what it is. At the end of the day, like Ric Flair says, to be the man, you have to beat the man.
Yes.
If the Mets are the hot team, let's do it.
Darren, can I ask you something real quick? You said, because there's another level to this now that I just discovered. quite honest, I have to listen to Jack for 6 hours a day. I don't listen to High Hopes podcast, respectfully.
Oh, thanks.
Darren.
Oh, but you listen to Elliot's daily podcast on the Go Birds.
I don't. Sometimes. But I don't listen to Elliot 6 hours a day. I listen to you 6 hours a day.
Well, so Elliot is almost on 6 hours a day.
But not for me.
Right.
We only have an hour of him. So let me ask you this, Darren. You said you were fired up listening to the podcast. My question to you is, was Jack expressing confidence on the podcast? When is he lying?
No. He's expressing confidence. He wants the Brewers. It's not a secret.
Okay.
He wants the Brewers.
Okay.
But respectfully, at the end of the day, it's the hunt for Red October. I don't give a flying bleep about who comes into the bank. Yes, the Mets play us rough. It is what it is. They're a rival. That's what you're supposed to do.
Mm-hmm.
Their fans are annoying. But at the end of the day, we are the better team. Hands down, period. 1 through 8, we're the best. They might have one player on the field that might take it, and we all know who that is. I'm not worried. We have wheels up going game one.
Mm.
We're either going to flip a coin and put Nolan at 2 or Sanchez in 2, and we're going to be up 2-0 here. Go to New York, hopefully take 1 of 2 from there, come back and...
Series over.
I'm not worried about it. And like you said, IQ hit it right on the head. If we lose in this first round, not only is that unacceptable who we lose to, the only team that I would low-key stomach a loss to, and I don't want to, would be the Dodgers and the NLCS. If not, it's World Series or bust. And that's just because the Dodgers... on paper, have the better team, but
right.
So realistically, if we're not doing Ike Juice shots down Broad Street sometime in November, it's a problem because there's no way on God Hot Sun you can then go ask Jack Middleton to go spend $660 million and bring Soto here. It's not going to happen. So if we want to have this extended window like we talk about, let's get the bleep excited, let's go kick the Mets behind, and let's go win our bleeping trophy back.
Jack, are you there?
No.
Okay.
Because I wasn't lying on High Hopes. Like, all I said was, I need them to win the World Series. Like, I need that. But yeah. There's one in... if they beat the Mets, they're going to win the World Series. I just don't think they're going to beat the Mets.
It's so hurtful to hear
you
say it.
I don't think they're going to beat the Mets. I don't. I've seen this movie before.
You don't think we're going to beat the Mets?
No, I don't. I don't. I don't. I don't know what you want me to do.
Really utter that?
All I think about is the Mets all day long. I thought about them since last night. I thought about them watching the game. I thought about that on Monday. Like, it's just... I'm freaking out,
man. Can I say this? Darren, one quick question. Do you worry at all that while the Phillies have been on cruise control since June and then have a full week off, in that entire time the Mets have been building momentum? That doesn't worry you at all?
A little bit, but at the end of the day, I have faith in my team. And if you're a true fan that Jack is, he knows this. Yes, the Mets are scary, but they're not. We're scary too. Let's reintroduce ourselves. We're the bleeping NL East champs. We are the Philadelphia Phillies. We have MV3. We have the best bleeping catcher in baseball.
Mm.
We have the top pitching duo in baseball. We have Schwartober coming. Like let's stop
Schwartober.
Forgetting who the bleep we are.
All right,
I'm with you. I'm with you, Darren.
All right.
The Mets are hot right now. But we're still us.
Okay.
Yes.
All right, I appreciate it.
Don't call me little brother again.
Yeah, I didn't know who little brother was.
Well, that's
the whole Michigan thing
we got going on. Yeah, you know. Mm. He guys sneak that in. See, you guys don't know about that stuff. Yeah, that's how he calls up.
Oh.
But he softened me with the whole, I agree with you, but he started with the little brother
little
thing.
Brother stuff.
Yeah.
All right, 215-592-9494, the intervention. I'm not there yet.
Yeah.
Jack said it out loud.
I can't believe he actually said that out loud.
I don't think they're going to beat the Mets.
It's awful.
Yeah.
No, it's awful.
Yeah.
Give me the 408 on Saturday.
Can I say this, too?
Go ahead, yeah.
So we were watching, we were doing our show on Monday from Chickies and Pete's, and the game was on the big screen there, mm-hmm. Stubby over there at the bar. I can't believe Jack added it this way in front of Stubby, but Lindor comes up to the plate with the Mets down 2. And I see Jack watching, and Jack goes, can Lindor, is he going to do something here? And I said to him, Lindor's going to hit a home run here.
Mm-hmm.
Lindor hits the home run. I punch Jack in the arm. And I thought Jack was going to laugh. Jack looked
dead
in his eyes.
There's no bits. Again,
there's no bit there.
He
didn't
I
think it was funny. He looked dead. And Jack's a big guy. I punched him, and it was like I was punching a dead whale that washed up on the shore or whatever. There was nothing there.
Yeah, no, listen, he
this is real fear.
He does not handle.
No.
Being in the spotlight very well. He does not. And this is the time the Phillies are in the spotlight.
Yep.
This is the time of the year they're in the spotlight.
Brian and Westchester, are you here to make Jack feel better, or are you also nervous about the Mets?
I'm also nervous about the Mets.
Mike, this is on you.
I just don't understand. I just don't understand why you aren't confident in the Phillies.
I am confident in the Phillies.
No, you're not.
History, 100%.
No.
I'm a season ticket holder. I've been to every post.
We don't need the resume. I'm just asking, why are you afraid of the Mets as opposed to being confident in the team with the best home record in baseball? The first two games are going to be at home in our ballpark. Why aren't you more confident in the Phillies?
It's not that it's the Mets. It's the team that's hot. It could be the Padres. It could be, you know, if the Diamondbacks were in. The hot team rolling in, they have the momentum. We're coming off 7 days sitting around. Granted, we're an older team. Definitely could use the rest to get Harper healthy, get some people healthy. The hot team always comes in and dominates. It's just it's what's happened over the past 6 years.
There's a lot of fear out there, Ike.
Hot team comes in and dominates and does what?
And you
they win a series?
The division series.
Right, they win a series. They don't go on and win the World Series. They just win a series.
Well, I mean, the Phillies did it in 22, got all the way to the World Series.
But we didn't win the World Series,
I mean,
though.
The Diamondbacks came in and barely
and they didn't win the World Series.
You know, the past couple, the Braves did it and what? The COVID
so let me ask you this then. So let me ask you this then. Then what was the whole purpose of us winning the division in the first place?
That's a good question.
It's a good question. Fan base wants the team to get off to a fast start because the last 2 years they've gotten off to a slow start and had to dig themselves out of a hole, right? We didn't want to do that. We want to get off to a fast start. We want to be the best team in the National League. Well, all of a sudden, we're one game from being the best team in the National League. We get the number two seed in the bye week and we're at home, but that's not good enough. So now we want to switch places with the team that had to fight to get into the playoffs to the last day playing a doubleheader. We would have rather been in that position, right, Brian?
No, sir.
Why not?
I agree with Jack, with the Mets fans coming down, it's disgusting. Like, and with fans selling tickets, like, I'm not selling my tickets for the series. I do not want to see Mets fans.
Well, I'm glad you said that because I was coming to you about that next.
Yeah. In the stadium.
Yeah.
Not a good feeling.
Everybody, thank you for the call, Brian. Mm-hmm. This is going to be a lot of work for you today because this.
Oh, I got 3 days.
Yeah, this is not only Jack. Jack has infected the entire.
I told you that.
Yeah,
I told you that.
Everybody's scared.
And how pathetic is this as a fan base to be like this going into the playoffs? It's like the Eagles getting a bye week, and we're like, "Oh man, I wish they were the wild card team. They're going to be rusty next week." I don't get it. You know what it is?
The Mets have that stink on them. Man.
I don't care about that stink on the Mets. I don't care about any of that stuff. So what happens if the Brewers actually win this series? What is all this talk about the Mets being hot, everybody being afraid of them, and they got this stink on them, that they got this look that they're going to the World Series?
That would be nice.
Because the Brewers are going to win today.
I hope so.
Well, the Brewers are going to win today.
Mm.
All right, we'll see.
I think the Mets win 7-0 today or something.
Okay. Well,
I think the Brewers.
We'll know in a few hours.
Brewers, I think, feel like we feel right now. Say, oh no. All right. Coming
up. Well, the Brewers manager wasn't an idiot yesterday to take his pitcher out.
Coward.
They certainly had to feel. They were ready to play yesterday.
The teams. I thought they were going to do it when they took that lead. I think in the fifth inning, I thought the Brewers were going to win it. So speaking of the Brewers, coming up next, Rhys Hoskins spoke about what it's like to play in Philadelphia. He said a word that we love on this show, actually. And he said a couple of really funny things. So you will hear from Rhys Hoskins next. Today's show is sponsored by Guided Door and Window. Buy a window or door and get the second at half off with 18 months interest-free financing. Call Guided Door and Window today at 877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com. Today is the Jack Metz Intervention Show. We came to a fork in the road, and we decided as a family, this is not only important to Jack, but it appears to be important for everybody
else. It's important for the fan base because he's infecting the fan base.
Yep.
Everybody leans on Jack.
He's patient zero.
For his baseball knowledge, and if our foremost authority baseball figure in the city is scared to face a team, he is basically putting this out into the airwaves to the fan base.
Jack is the Wuhan lab of the Mets fear. Yep.
All right. Is my work never done around here? Do I have to carry everybody?
Yeah, that's why your name's first.
It's a good point.
Yeah, why my name snuck on that?
Yeah. it's actually all makes a lot of sense. So you'll hear, and let us know how you're feeling. You'll hear from Reese Hoskins next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.